Up next on American Restoration.
So what is this thing besides heavy?
It is a strong box
used to carry gold.
How do you open it?
You have to have a key, which I don't have.
I specialize in opening old safes. It's almost impossible to find parts for them.
We either sacrifice a lock or we cut a hole in the bottom of a safe.
We have a delivery.
What do we got this time?
This is how it came off the truck.
What is it?
Can't you tell what it is?
Looks like a big nose. So let's finally see what this is.
Wow.
Sweet.
That is cool.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Okay, Mark, so what is this thing besides heavy?
It is a strong box used to carry gold. I came to Rick's today because I have a strong box for him to refurbish. If you watch any of the Westerns, if there's a train robbery, the robbers always said, throw down the strong box.
Right, right. What era do you think this was being used?
I believe the box was built sometime around 1915 to 1920, and it would have been used by a mining company. They were most likely hauling either gold bullion or gold dust.
How do you open it?
Well, you have to have a key, which I don't have.
One of these days, I'd really like to get a safe or a box that's already opened. But when you're dealing with items that have been hidden away for half a century, you're rarely getting that opportunity.
You would never carry the key with the box. It defeats the purpose of having a strong box.
And then what does all this writing that we can't read anymore, what was that on there for?
It went from Indio, California to Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
So basically where it says Los Angeles,
right,
I would like Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And where it says Indio, I would like East Ely.
Okay.
We're going to use this box on the Nevada Northern Railway to explain the story of moving valuables.
Right, right.
The colors of the Railway Express Agency was a dark hunter green.
All right.
So I was thinking the inlays here, green, the metal on the outside, just black.
Okay.
And then on the top, an old logo of the railroad, one panel, and the Railway Express logo in the other panel.
You want to take a shot at the restoration cost?
Sure. 2 hours, 3 hours sandblasting, and then bodywork a day.
Okay.
Paint, like, I don't know, 5 hours.
Total amount now.
Someday, Tyler's going to take over this business, and he needs to learn as much as possible. And the best way for him to learn is by doing.
1,000.
I'm thinking for this right now, we're right around 6. We may hit 1,000 with the lock, so you're pretty close. You're pretty close.
I will never let Tyler overcharge a customer, but I'm never going to let him undercharge him either.
So I'm saying right around 600.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's do it. There is a little fly in the ointment. I need this for our photo shoot in about 3 weeks.
Okay, well, I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
I really don't see that being a problem, except for the lock. We got to make sure that we can get that thing done. I'll have to get on that right away.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I can hardly wait to see what Rick does to this box. I really hope that he makes it look like it just came out of the factory.
Oh my God, that's heavy.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
We have a delivery.
What do we got this time?
Isn't this crazy? This is how it came off the truck.
What is it?
Can't you tell what it is?
Looks like a big nose.
I'll take this.
Jeez, they didn't want it coming apart. Figure it's another old one.
Look at that.
Oh, that is cool.
That is real cool.
A customer just sent us a punch-a bag. This was a really popular item at amusement parks and carnivals way back in the day.
It is a 1910 American Mutoscope Deliver the Punch punching bag. Wow.
First of all, in 1910, boxing was a huge thing, so everybody wanted to hit this. I mean, the line would be way back where everybody could see how hard they could actually hit that thing, you know?
The ones they got in the bars nowadays are made out of plastic, electronic.
Yeah.
This is sweet.
Like everything else, they're junk compared to something like this. Could you just imagine in the day, you know, actually, you know, just hitting this thing, bam, you know?
Please.
It was pretty hard. I threw my shoulder out.
It's a really beautiful piece, but a punching bag by design means that it took a lot of abuse over the years, and that's going to make this restoration that much harder.
It does have a lot of cracks in the wood. The bag's worn clean out. I mean, this doesn't have any air in it. The rubber itself is dry rotted a little bit. I can tell it's not working because I hit that son of a bitch hard and didn't even move.
Please.
It needs a lot of work. How's he want it?
He wants it definitely to remain looking old.
Working?
Absolutely working. He wants the bag working.
Okay.
The coin mech working.
This project isn't going to be easy. The restoration on the exterior is going to be extremely hard to get right. I basically have to restore and repair the wood and then make it look old again.
All right, Cowboy, let's wheel it over to the shop and get started on this thing.
Without breaking it?
Yeah, let's not break it.
Earlier, Mark from the Train Museum up in Ely dropped off a strong box from the turn of the century. I have no idea how long this thing's been shut tight, so I called a locksmith down to see if he can help us open it.
I understand you have a project for me.
Yeah, I got something I can't get into.
I specialize in opening old antique safes. Just about any kind of old locks and stuff, I really get into it. I like the challenge. We'll try and work through the lock first.
Okay.
If everything isn't all rusted together. You gotta be able to move stuff
things
in there. If you can't move it, it's not gonna, picking it isn't gonna help. I brought some key blanks with me. I'm gonna put some carbon on them with a candle. By putting that key in and trying to turn it, I'll be able to see if any of the levers inside the lock are working the way they're supposed to. If they're still in good shape, I might be able to open it just by making the key, but I'll know as soon as I put that blank in there trying to turn it if anything's gonna work. Oh, I can feel it crunching in there. It's not marking at all. Those levers are frozen solid. There would be marks all along this edge, the top edge of the key, right on that edge.
What's plan B now? Are you planning on drilling that out of there? Because once we ruin the lock, then what am I going to stick in there?
And this is a lot bigger than anything that I've seen of recent manufacture.
That's available.
If we're going to save this, we may have to go from the other side. The biggest obstacle in opening a container like this is to doing it without damaging anything. It's almost impossible to find parts for them, so we got to do it as clean as we can. What we can do is drill, say, 2 half-inch holes in here.
Right.
I can put a flashlight onto one of them, put my eye up on the other one, see what I can see inside.
Okay.
If Brian puts 2 small holes in the bottom of the strong box, he might be able to get the lock off from the back side. It's gonna make a bit more work for me and my guys, but it'll be a lot easier than trying to find a 100-year-old lock.
It's just chewing the heads off the screws, so we got decision time. We either sacrifice a lock, or we cut a hole in the bottom of the safe.
This was a no-brainer situation. I don't usually like cutting big holes in things that I'm restoring, but if we don't get this lock out, there's no way I'm gonna find another one. Not in our budget, at least.
It looks like there's gold in here.
If we can get in there with a small pry bar, pry that cross piece back, that may unlock it.
There's little flakes of gold in there. Make sure we don't lose any of this.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
This is the neatest thing. Mark had said this thing had been used to transport gold in the day, and here's the proof. These flakes aren't really valuable, but Mark's gonna get a big kick out of them. I've gotta get this thing open. So Brian's gonna go in and cut off the heads of these screws so we can knock this thing loose.
Okay, I think we got all the screw heads off. If we flip it back over, we can try and just punch everything out. Moving. That's a good sign. Well, there's your lock.
All right.
If I can get this cover off, I can see what kind of shape those levers are in. If I can make a key for it, we'll clean this thing up a little bit.
With the lockout, there's just one more challenge, opening the door. Should be able to twist this handle that move the 2 bars inside the box and open this thing up.
Woo! That's been rusted shut for a long time. When you work on something for hours and finally that door opens up, it's like your birthday, Christmas, all rolled into one. It's the best feeling.
All right, so you'll take care of that for me, get it all locked up, and I'll get started on this box.
I'll do the best I can.
All right, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Great job.
Enjoyed it, thank you.
Clear.
Mother of God, that's heavy. Earlier today, we got a giant punch bag dropped off. When a customer ships something to us, it leaves a lot to the imagination. And that's risky.
This thing is badass, Rick.
When you're dealing with something that's 100 years old, you have to take a lot of pictures of it. And you've got to be super careful not to break anything. Because if you break something, you're not going to find another one.
Jackpot.
One of the perks of this business is all the coin mechanisms that we work on here.
Now I know how you make all your money, Rick.
You'd be surprised with how many of them come in with coins still in them. We got a special place for the ones we find. When we got the strong box, it was locked shut. We tried a bunch of things, but we ended up having to cut a square hole in it to get this thing open. To fix the hole in the bottom, we have to weld on a piece of metal. Then I'm gonna have Jeff, one of our body guys, really go to town on this thing and make everything all smooth.
To patch something this old, it's hard to do it because the metal is so old and pitted and corroded that it just grinds away to nothing.
How much time you got in that now?
It's about 4 hours.
It's really hard estimating the cost on each one of these projects because there's no way to tell till you literally rip the thing apart. What do you think we need to do on the metal end of this to make it smooth again?
You know, it's so pitted from all the years. I mean, we're never going to be able to get rid of all this stuff here because you're not grinding to smooth metal.
Yeah, and you know? I see the sides being the exact same way. I mean, the thing's been beat to death.
Yeah.
So how much more time do you think you're going to have on it?
Oh, it would be easy in 10 hours.
Yeah, no, that's going way over.
Or we change it to an aged restoration.
Right,
which is
right.
What it came in as, but I mean, we could clean it up a little bit that way.
No, that's right, and that's what I'm going to call him, and that's the decision we'll let him make.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, it's Rick with Rick's Restorations. How are you?
Good, Rick, yourself?
Pretty good. This box has thrown us a few curveballs, and there's a chance I might go over budget. Tyler quoted this guy $1,000. I actually thought we'd be closer to $600. If Mark wants us to replace all this metal, Tyler's quote is gonna be dead on. I guess my boy's just not as dumb as he looks. The problem I'm having is that all the metal is extremely warped. In order for me to make it all smooth again, I'm literally gonna have to cut the box up and put new metal in there, and that's gonna get more expensive.
Right.
So I need to sort of know if you want more of an authentic look, being the wavy, or do you want it that thing straight as an arrow?
Let's do authentic wavy look.
Okay. Mark preferred to keep this thing original. It'll be a little rustic and rough around the edges, but at least I'll stay in budget. And I just got an idea that's really gonna surprise him.
Got this old, early 1900s punching bag. The customer wants it to look real old, but at the same time, he wants it restored like new.
To fill these deep cracks, I can't just use a normal wood putty. It won't have that genuine look that I need to preserve. The customer wants it to look old, so we'll collect some sawdust from the original wood, mix it with some glue, and create our own wood filler. Because the cracks will have the exact same wood as the rest of the piece, the stain will spread evenly and really look great. Now that we have all the cracks filled in, it's time for some heavy staining. All this wood we left, you know, real rough. I want it looking old, but at the same time, we're gonna sort of give it a little, you know, a nice coat of stain on top of there. But I do want to get it dark, okay? Because this was pretty dark in the beginning.
Dark.
All right, so we need to let it sit before we wipe.
You know I'm the master of the staining.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be sweet.
I'm painting this Strongbox Hunter Green. After the paint dries, we're gonna have Ted put some awesome decals on it. It's gonna make it look really period. The strong box is almost ready, but now my dad wants me to do something a little extra to make this thing really special.
The customer should be here any minute to pick it up for the photo shoot at his museum.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? How you
good
been?
Good, yourself?
Great.
We got a photo shoot coming up Friday, and we're expecting a little something for the photo shoot. I'm really excited to see the strong box. The last time I saw the box, it was just a black, rusty box. We could not open it, although we did hear some things rattling around on the inside.
All right. So I think we're ready.
Cool.
I'm ready. Excited?
Yes. All right.
Come on in.
Okay, cool. I'm very curious to see how the box looks now, and we were speculating on whether or not there's any gold dust still in the box, so kind of curious about that too. Oh, that is just fabulous.
You like it?
Oh my, the body doesn't look anything like when I brought it to you.
When you're dealing with solid metal like this, there's really no room for error because you have to literally straighten the metal out. You can't put Bondo or anything on it, so we had to pound everything out. You remember how this was caved in inside here?
Exactly.
We had to heat it up and bring it back out.
This is the first time I have seen this logo painted. We found it in the archives, and I thought this would be a beautiful addition.
This is the Salt Lake you wanted in stencil.
Yes.
And then
East Ely.
This is the East Ely.
So, guy asked the big question, what was in it?
We found some stuff in there.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Here we go.
Well, that was what was left in there. You wonder why it was so heavy.
Oh, great.
You know, of course I made these, you know?
No, really?
they're not real.
That's just fabulous. Oh, wow.
Yeah?
Oh, good. It's a strong box.
Yeah. All these arms were all rusted solid. Everything in here was rusted. The locksmith rekeyed the lock, matched the key exactly to the original one without going in and messing with it, brought this back, and then we restored it.
This is simply grand. This really and truly is.
Really, what was in it was...
Oh! Okay. Well, so we have lots of historic rust. People will be curious, just like I was, what was in the box?
Right.
And so we'll show them what was in the box.
There you go. As far as final cost and full restoration, I think we hit it right on the head, right at the 600.
Here, you can have a tip.
Little tip.
Because I had to pay the locksmith about $100 for this project, I barely broke even.
All right, Mark, well, I'm glad you're happy with it.
Very happy.
But this guy runs a museum with thousands of pieces in need of restoration. So while I didn't make much money on this, it's still gonna pay off.
You got anything else you need restored, bring it by.
Okay, cool.
This punch bag's been a lot of work, but we're doing some finishing touches, and the customer's gonna come in and take a look. We're gonna replace the back pad, so if you swing too hard and hit the wood, you won't break your hand. Then we're gonna paint the base plate black and red to just give it a little more pop. All this extra effort really brings an item back to life. I had to make this thing work like new, look like it did in 1910, all while trying to keep as many original parts as possible. All the hard work is totally worth it if the customer's happy.
I'm Rick, how are you?
Rio. I came down to Rick's today to pick up my punch bag. How you coming along with it?
It's coming. It's right over here.
You did do some work on it, right?
We did a little. Well, we'll show you what we got here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Up and over.
Oh my God. Look at this. I can't believe it. This looks nothing like it looked when I brought it in.
You know, you wanted it restored, but you wanted to keep it its authenticity.
Yeah.
To where it was, like, still old. We didn't want to make it all new looking. I mean, that had taken away from it.
Wow, this is beautiful. I can't believe how this came out. The varnish, it's just clean. How the hell did you do this?
We literally had to take some of the wood off in order to make our own putty, in order to fill in the holes. I mean, there was gouges all over the thing. And then when it did it, it actually blended out stuff, you know? You know, we painted this again, we painted this.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it came out pretty. All the nuts and bolts on the thing are the original ones. They were tarnished from smoke and stuff like that, so we cleaned them up a little bit. I just didn't want to make it look too new. I mean,
no, this is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted. I can't believe how this all came out.
Yeah. I left the ball totally original. I mean, we can fix the bladder. The bladder was ruined, so we fixed that. We went and reproduced that whole graphic. We took the original and digitized it and made it exactly like it was. So that's all original looking.
Does this actually work, though, when you hit it? Is it gauging everything?
Yeah, when you hit it, the dial comes down. Depending on how hard you hit it, it'll come all the way around if you can get to here.
It's beautiful work. I definitely didn't think it was going to come out this nice.
As impressive as it looks right now on the exterior of the thing, I gotta show you the back. The back is where all the magic is. Every single part inside this has little levers and little gears that have to be exactly timed right. It's a total mechanical nightmare, this thing. It's like playing mousetrap. Anyway, so this is the coin slot that goes down. It hits a lever here, it releases this, and when you hit it, and then this thing actually comes up and lets the dial spin.
Wow.
You want the first hit?
I'll take it.
All right, here we go. First swing's on you.
Pull it down.
All right, and then give it a shot.
All right.
Whoa. Zero. Who's up there?
I'll knock the damn machine over.
It's your turn, you're up.
Pull my pants up.
Oh!
Wienerville.